Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, January 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call today is 323-6232, 325-4316 and 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family island, it's 242-300-5720. And if you decide to text, I'm just learning that we have a WhatsApp number. All that time I've been ignoring that, by the way. But we have, you say, don't mention that. See, don't WhatsApp us. You just text the 422-GR96. So if you and those people who were being WhatsApping and you're getting ignored, that's the reason why. You're supposed to text 422-4796, right? Today I'm supposed to have guests. In fact, I'm supposed to have two guests. I scheduled two sets of guests for 11 o'clock so they could be here. And guess what? Not one is here. So I'm hoping that as we continue to show that they do show up and that we will have a discussion. I see that the community centers are celebrating Community Center Week. The Ministry of National Security on Saturday, January 31st, they're going, one of the community centers is going to be having a fun walk, run, exercise. I'm kind of excited about that. But they are supposed to be coming in studio. So hopefully they show up. I'm waiting for my phone to be charged because that has all the information. So what I'll do is continue with the conversation I had planned before I made way and space for my guests. I wanted Garth Rosenborough to be here for this conversation, but I'll start it. This conversation may have to be a two-part conversation because I have guests, but the conversation is this. What is an MP? What is a member of parliament? Bohemian style, right? What do you expect your member of parliament to do, to be, to act as? I can need you to call in. I can need you to text in and give me a definition, a narrative of what is an MP. What do you expect your MP to be doing? And I'm going to extend it to say your candidate, the person who is vying to be your MP, what they should be doing now. How do they canvass their constituency? What actions do you expect? That's the conversation. And that's the conversation that I'm going to have today and perhaps on Wednesday because I've got to hash it out properly. I see the phone lines already lit up. I'm going to include this caller who's calling already. Oh, my God, look at the phone lines running. I'm going to include this caller already. Kermit, patch the first caller through. What is an MP? What do you expect your MP to be doing? And by extension, the candidate who is being nominated to represent your area or is vying to be the candidate, what you want them to be doing. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Brother Nuri, I hope you're doing well.
Hey, professors. I haven't heard your voice in a minute.
Do you want a constitutional answer or you want just...
I want two answers from you because you're the professor. I need a legal definition. And then I want you to tell me what you think. The two answers.
I got to give you what the Constitution says.
Yeah, I want both.
Yeah, I can't tell you what I think.
Okay, go ahead then. Go ahead.
The representative who is the MP for that particular constituency ought to represent the views of the people of that particular constituency in the House of Assembly. That's his job.
The views
bring
of the constituents?
Bring those things to the Assembly.
You need to give me an example because I don't really understand that, Professor.
Okay, let me make it a little bit clearer then. The things that affect Centerville, where I live, He got problems right now in Fort Fincastle. What the representative ought to address, I don't know if he was aware of the crap that's going on up here. Plus, there are other sections of Centerville where all kind of foolishness and nonsense going on. Those are the things, and the people have to put pressure on the representative. Because apparently, they just simply sit as party personalities in the House of Assembly, but no parliamentary representation. Now, the man tells us all of us can go in the House and talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a particular personality who ought to represent the views of the people of that particular constituency. That's his job.
I didn't know that's what an MP was, no. I thought no. MP debates laws, and you're saying something completely different to
no,
me,
no, no.
Professor.
But, that is why the man is there to represent the representative. That's in the Constitution, man. Represent who? The people of that particular constituency, because I can't go in the House and talk for Centerville. I got to let Jomo Campbell do that.
Mm. I got to inbox Jomo Campbell for you.
He is also responsible for laws for the peace, order, and good government of the country. Yes, that's the collective will of the House of Assembly, Brother Newry.
Mm.
But as Jomo Campbell is the representative, he is to speak our views, what it is that confront us in the House of Assembly. Now, when he's doing it, I put a question mark to it.
That's I appreciate that. And I'm going to have that. I appreciate what you said. I'm going to have that as the thread that ties everything together.
Well,
represent
the
views.
I can only give you a constitutional answer. Man. Anything less than that is crap.
I appreciate you, Professor.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Newry.
Thanks again.
Okay.
I'm going to go to my next caller because the professor threw me on an entirely different spin because I didn't see that as a member of parliament, right? That's his job. Right, to represent the views of the constituency, right? That's his primary job. I thought he'd just go and debate laws. That was going to be my definition. But now I think there is a disconnect. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. What do you expect of your MP, your member of parliament, to be doing? Go ahead, caller. Kermit, in the background, put him forward for me. Go ahead, caller, do that again.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Yeah, just to respond to what Professor Thompson would have said. You know, when he spoke, but he didn't really describe what these views are, which is key. But they're only two. You get the social and you get the economic views. They always say that the member of parliament role is to address the socioeconomic situation relative to the area that they are representing or wants to represent. And you do it through legislation, policies, and programs. But there are only two parts, two components of governance. It's the social and the economic. So they are basically the views. The personal stuff, they can do it out of gesture. But that isn't really their role to attend funerals, party wedding, or pay for a light bill or water bill. That isn't, you know, they create the environment that all can strive and be productive citizens or representatives of that particular constituency that they represent. That's how I see it. And that's what members of parliament or prospective candidates can do it. You see, CA,
hey.
When you look at developed countries and how they choose their legislators or their mayors, et cetera, they look at the activists. The activist who would have done something, whether they're a childhood activist, whether they're an environmental activist, whether they're a labor activist, and then if they want to take it a step further, they can. That is why when you look at the House of Commons or you look at in Congress or some other places, you can identify who is your environmental activist, who is your childhood activist, who is your labor activist, or environmental, you would know them.
Clever.
Because of the work that they would have done throughout the years.
Let me stop you there and ask you a question. Yeah. Who is our environmentalist activist in the House of Assembly? Who is our labor activists.
We don't look at it like that. That's our problem. That's why we find ourselves in so many problems. When after they already been, you're now going to try and look for someone to espouse your views. And in most cases, it's void because they pad their resume. See, the politicians know what they're doing, you know. This is why when they pick people, you see them padding their resume or say, I serve lunch in primary school, or I do this, or I do that. Because many of them, they haven't even done that. I'm nothing other than being loyal to their particular party or leader, et cetera. But the leaders of today and yesterday, they don't want to construct the Bahamas like this. They want yes or men, bootlickers, and people who are going to be subservient to them. They're not really trying to build no country, you know. They're trying to build themselves. But if we were trying to build the Bahamas, we would address it from this angle. But they're not really interested. That is why when they go to Parliament, PA, they give speeches. They don't debate anything. They write, they give speeches. That's why you see many of them sitting in Parliament sleeping or playing with their phone or doing some other stuff because they're not really bringing nothing much to the table. And some of them in Parliament, I can assure you, you don't know all the names of the members of Parliament in there today.
No.
We don't know. I don't know. I see some of them. I said, that's a member of Parliament?
Yes,
because that's basically where we are in the Bahamas, but they don't care about it. That's basically what they want. They want empower themselves as opposed to empowering constituents and building this Bahamas. So we don't have any, you know, I don't know who these people are who are buying. You know, we don't know. We don't know them. We don't know what they've done over the years.
Clever, let me respond to you. I appreciate you calling, but I want you to listen, and you may have to call back. I can try.
No problem.
Go ahead. In Michael, and I called Michael because, you know, my people are from Auckland. We, at this present time, I thought only one person was vying to be the candidate. That was DePuig. DePuig gave a Christmas present. I don't know who else is going to be interested in running as the PLP representative or the FNM representative. I just don't know. And I want to know, what will they be doing for the next couple of weeks? Like, what activity will they be doing? Let's talk Southern Shores. In Southern Shores, there is Clint Watson, and there is Obi Roberts. Who is the better candidate? What should Southern Shores be looking for? Who's the activist amongst them? Clever, so you got to be an activist or advocate. I don't know any of them being advocate or activist. Why should someone vote for them? What they have done? I know they give no gifts now. Should my MP be giving out gifts? I won't go to the carnival too. Should my MP make sure my children go to the carnival? What should your MP be doing? Let's go to the phone lines again, because I like the carnival, especially if they give me free rides, because I can't afford it. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. What do you expect from your MP?
Yes, sir. The MP is a legislator, point blank. The MP is a legislator. And if the MP is not in the cabinet, his job is to hold the cabinet accountable. Both the cabinet, you know, both branches of government, you know, and the judiciary.
But how I can get my contract?
Your contract, that ain't the MP's job.
So who's going to give me the contract to clean the park across from my house?
That's the cabinet's job. That's the cabinet's job. You see? That's the cabinet's job. And what you call it, the permanent secretary more responsible. Your MP's, the prime minister, is the one who appoint the cabinet, the permanent secretaries, no? Them appointments, he's the man.
But how I can get my school supplies for my children? Because you ain't called that. I'm confused.
It's illegal for you to do that. It's illegal for the MP to do that, to bribe you for a vote. You understand what I'm saying? That's the job. That's the job of the ministries in the government. So the MP's job is to hold them accountable, the all branches, everybody accountable, the executive accountable. You understand me? And be a part, represent this constituency by law and the laws. You understand me? So, but that doesn't happen. You get MPs in poor neighborhoods that that don't legislate, don't advocate for the legislature. What happened to Charles Robinson as an MP? What happened to him when he was against what? Mm-hmm. Huh? Couple went down with him. That's the job of an MP, you see? To defy odds, to go against the cabinet if he's a member of the cabinet on your behalf. You understand what I'm saying? That's the job of an MP, sir.
I appreciate you. All that
other stuff, their voice, his voice is in Parliament, not on the street. His voice is in the Parliament. And most of the issues in these constituencies is common in all constituencies. All.
I hear you. I'm going to ask the next question, so you got to listen to see if you may have the call back. But thanks very much. Sebastian Bastian is looking to maybe perhaps be the representative of this area. Which constituency this is, Kermit? Kermit. Anyway, this area where the Guardian is, right? He campaigned at Fort Charlotte. He given out the Ring doorbells. I see that day he was lobbying to get a lamp pole for people who never had electricity. I see that he was clearing out property. I see that he has parties for the constituency children. Surely, that's what an MP is supposed to be doing. I see that a gentleman from the FNM doing that, by the way. I see Hurricane Supply is different. And I want to know, what do you expect from an MP? Right? What a gentleman who are like. Alfred says he's give that famous Christmas cake. Man, that's the best Christmas cake I ever taste. And I say vote for him for the Christmas cake. But let's go to the next caller here. Because I am confused on what is the role for an MP. Because what you're all saying, but it's just a legislator. And then Clever says social economic activities. I want to know if that's giving me money. Leslie Bryce is doing a wonderful job. What are the next thing? Joe Bett Colby. They give out things. What are the next thing? Lisa Ramming. They stay giving out things. I said, surely my MP is supposed to be giving me things. Right? I know what Angliston giving out. I don't see things. Anyway, just go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Come in. Let's pass the next caller through. I want to see what the MP doing in their constituency. Go ahead, caller. You're live. They ain't connecting. Move on to the next one then, Kermit. Go ahead, call you live. None of the phone call. I mean, the whole line rang up, but I got to talk. Keep on going. Go ahead, call you live.
Good day, Siri. How you doing?
I'm trying to understand what the job is of an MP.
Yeah, this is your cousin calling Tavares.
Hey, cousin. Go ahead.
I was listening to you as I was in the car, but I'm in the office now. When this caller talk about charity, it's not giving or gifts, you know. What charitable actions they had before they even got into the House of Assembly to say they're willing to serve or be of service.
So you said they need to have a reputation or like a history of doing things?
You can't just say you're willing to serve, but you haven't even said that you have finessed yourself to even do anything to say that you are willing to serve. I can say I'm willing to serve the church. That doesn't mean I put in the work.
No, you're politically involved. I ain't divulged which political party you're involved with. You watching Southern Shores?
I watch him, Michael.
You watching Michael? The members in Parliament in that area and the person who vying for it, do you have any history of doing any charitable work, like you said?
When I was there last year, I saw...
Not the campaigning partner. I talk about when they come in.
When they come in, some of them, I believe they're confused being affluent socially with being charitable. Not because you're well-known, that means you're charitable.
Not because you're well-known... You're charitable.
Yeah.
But surely I'm supposed to ask my MP to give something for me.
You can ask your MP to give you something. Yeah, you can ask if you're acquiring something. But you but before your MP became your MP, he came to you as a normal person saying they're willing to serve the community.
Let me ask you one question, cousin. Do you believe my MP should be rich?
As pertaining to...
Money. That's what I'm pertaining to.
I know. I understand the money aspect.
I want him to spend.
If he does his job, pay him to do his job.
I want him to spend on me, though.
Yeah, but if you could spend on you. You see what you just say, spend on you.
Yeah.
That's still aligns with being charitable. You can find a rich person, but you have to find a generous person, because a rich person could have all the money, but they're not generous with their money.
Mm.
There's a difference being rich and being generous.
I hear you, cousin. I hear you, cousin.
You got some rich MPs.
But how come some constituencies seem to be getting more than other constituencies?
Because they like all MPs have an allowance. How do you manage that allowance for your community? How do you bring a balance?
Okay.
Like we can touch on Michael. Michael is a big area, but he has the same budget as every other MP, even a smaller constituency. How does he bring balance?
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let me go to the next caller here.
All right.
Thanks again, cousin. I'm going to read this text and go to the next, prep the next caller for me, Kermit. Say, good day. Your MP should be making law and nothing else. You getting things from your MP during the election season is called treating. That's illegal. See? I really don't like this text stuff. What do you mean that's illegal? So how are you supposed to get my school books and supplies? Christmas come, I got ham. That's a good thing. That's a good MP. I know consumption constituencies who ain't getting no ham. Check out Southern Shore. Anyway, okay. You and your MP should be arrested, tried, if they found guilty, put in prison. But no worries. This is the Bahamas. You will be treated, and your children and grandchildren will be asking the same thing you're asking now. Is the Bahamas a real place? This text are just mean. The text are just don't want me getting nothing. They just want them going in the halls of parliament and just don't do nothing. Let's go to the next. Your MP's supposed to give you something. That's why we need to have rich MPs. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM. What do you expect from your MP? Is your MP that you have right now doing things? Go ahead,
very caller. Very pleasant. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Thank you for taking my call.
Definitely.
Now, I do not subscribe to the idea that MP should be giving out things, okay? I agree with Professor on the role of an MP and legislation and representing the views of the constituents. For example, Michael. That is, I think the last 5 years was the worst representation Michael has ever had.
It being bad.
Now, if you cannot, if let's say, for example, that someone said, well, it's because of restriction, his budgetary allowance, that he could not have been a good representative. I disagree. I said, if he couldn't afford financial assistance, I think he could make himself available to hear the cries of the people and respond to the needs of the people. I am not sure that the honorable member for Michael had made a trip to Auckland, except the leadership of the party was with him in the last 5 years. If he did one, fine. I'm sure he did not do more than one. Now, the personal example that I see as a MP is the Honorable Adrian Gibson. If you listen to his presentation, every time he rises in Parliament, it's primarily dealing with the needs and the plight of the people of Long Island. And
you think Adrian Gibson's a good MP for Long Island?
I am saying, in fact, it's representation of the people of Long Island as aligned with its constitutional responsibility, representing the needs and putting forward the views of the people of his constituency. He is a typical example. He's a good example of what that is. This, I am not referring to anything else other than his constitutional responsibility in terms of representing the viewers. I commend him as an example. I do not know of any other person in this present parliament. But Marco City, it might be a person about that might be someone who talks about what he's doing for the our island. I'm primarily concerned about Family Island.
Mm-hmm.
They're rather reasonable people, and I hope that in this upcoming parliament, we have people who are very much interested in the needs of the people. The Bible tells a story, and I'm not too good at it, but it deals with the one who has plenty who came to the altar to give an offering, and the widow who came with the little pennies that she had. And the scripture says that the one who came and gave the little that she had, not the one when they're in abundance of what they possess, the one who came with the little that they have, and they contribute that to the altar, the Lord accepts his gift as more worthy. So the fact that these people could come to your area and give you ham and turkey, they could afford it. They're not giving out of the abundance of their need. They could afford it. I don't touch them. for example, in Fort Charlotte, the fellow can give millions because he have access to it. Now, the question is, how did he arrive at it? Does it compare to the fellow who sells drugs and goes to prison than the fellow who sells numbers illegally and is free? It's a good question for the Bahamas to consider.
I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your commentary. Thanks again for calling. I find that female MPs tend to do more. They outshine all the male MPs. I want people to call from the family island. Which family island MP is doing wonderful things? Is Exuma doing wonderful things? Is we're the one for West Grand Bahama and Bimini? Is he worthy of being elected again? What about the Lutheran? The one who quit and said he's coming back. I mean, the lights stay off. There's North and Saudi Lutheran. What about that? Are there any good MPs on the family island? Are they activists? Like they said, social economic things. The gentleman said, you got to represent your area and lobby for your area. Which MP is, I know one, but a person, a good gentleman, who's vying to be a representative. He's going around giving her birthday cakes, hot dogs, and birthday cakes. Does that mean he can be a good MP? Because my birthday coming up and I could do it a birthday cake. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, Kermit, patch that caller there through, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio Live.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nui. And yes, no one else is in the studio with you. Good morning. Listen, the last caller, I share his ideas. I love what he was saying. And I enjoyed his contribution. Also, the professor. And so, for me, to be honest with you, I saw my MP one day inside the health shop, but I don't see him. I don't long to see him. I mean, really and truly, but what I would like for them to do is basic, like just the professor said, which is literally saying what it is, represent the people and their concerns. And so for me, I'd just like you to spell the lie and the C2W psyops. There's no such thing as charity when they're using the taxpayers' fund. It's not charity for me. I'm sorry. It's not charity. Now, maybe Sabas, Fox, them, I don't know how they got their money, but you see what they're doing, right? But that is charity. Or any of the MPs who come on and they say that they use their own money, that's charity for me. Not draining the taxpayers' money and talking about charity, giving out a contract here, there, and everywhere. That is not charity for me. That's literally what it is. And so, for me, like, take for instance, I heard one of them on the radio bragging about how much roofs they fix, right? So, you know, me and Bro would have done the roof on the homestead. I know what it costs. Some of the material came from away, some came from here. And the price of the lumber here. When I ran inside there with my card, I say, man, you must be going to sell drugs to build a house now, but the price of the lumber. You understand me? All right? So, Minnis had a good idea in which he gave the perimeter and the parameters for which the Grandstown, you would have known because you from that, you grew up in that area where people were allowed to bring in the building material to repair duty-free. I thought the government would have moved forward with this in that we are in a hurricane zone and you seeing people even in the outskirts who are supposed to be affluent and opulent, they can't even repair their roofs. So what do you think with people in the inner city? So what I'm saying is they're talking, but nothing is actually moving. Where's the incentive for people to repair homes in the inner city? Where's the pity? And the place, look, right, you know what rhyme with pity, right? So, you know, you look at Audley Camp and all these areas, every time I pass there, I smell human defecation because I cycle there. I smell it. So what I'm saying is we're seeing the deterioration and the proliferation of a different demographics, and then we're saying, wait, what is it that we want, Mr. Nui? You know, this country can't move forward. I think Mr. Major Mentime mentioned people being able to come into the house and make speeches and address that, but that's the people who are really looking to be seen. But in other words, fixing rules with taxpayers' money for people, I don't have a problem with that. Let's say a gentleman was a police officer. He's retired. He's incapacitated in some way. An elderly person in the community. People can rally around. You can get the young man up the street to come and help and do these things and try to cut the cost and show some form of concern. But you understand, you just can't fix rules for people for political, for them to be political, politically faithful to you for the rest of their lives. You fix the rule, but that's the taxpayers' money. Hmm. It's not their money. Hmm. And fixing rules is not for everybody. You could fix someone who could give them a job. And I'd like to thank Dr. Dwayne Sands for actually giving me laugh today in which he said that the government is using the government jobs as an employment agency. Thanks, Dr. Sands. I had a good laugh at that because that's exactly what it is. And anyone who's in my age knows that.
Thank you very much, that's 52. Let's talk with the leaders now. Does Cat Island, where the prime minister is he a good MP? Is Cat Island benefiting? You know, when the former member of parliament from North Abaco was there, people said, man, he is definitely a good MP. Can Cat Island brag like that? Right? What about Eggleston? My good cousin, Glenys Hannah-Martin, she's like a pride, like a beacon in the Progressive Liberal Party. But has Eggleston improved over the years? Can you feel and touch her representation? Can you brag and say, man, my MP is the best MP? Can Glenys Hannah-Martin compare to the New Turks of the women them there who doing things? Right? Let's go to the next call. Let me read this and go to the next call. Perhaps that caller for me there. So, morning, CA. The role of the MP is to represent the constituency and set laws and pass laws, not to handle things to people. That's why the MPs are corrupt, because of handouts. This text also is just mean. I expect my MP to do things. Why can't I get ham and turkey for Christmas? Why can't I get a scarf during Christmas time? Why I got to settle say, by my MP in the host assembly? He don't have to walk around. Do I need to see my MP every year? Can I say he in the House of Assembly, or does he need to walk around? Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM. You live there, caller. Call it now.
Hello.
Go ahead, you live.
Hello?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, CA. First time caller.
No, that's good, man.
Listen, I will mix it up a little bit. The constituency allowance that our MPs get, right?
That's small amount of money, yeah.
Do they ever make a report on that? Do they ever give some accounting on it? Like how much money they spend? Because that's over $100,000 a year, isn't it?
It's $100,000 a year.
Okay, and if we run the full 5 years, that's like $500,000.
That's $500,000.
Now, that may not be enough to take care of your entire constituency, right? Say, for example, some constituencies may have like 13 polling divisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in your constituency, the needs and the wants and the desires are not the same.
Hmm.
But if you buy an arm and turkey for your constituency and you spend like probably on $40,000-$50,000 out of that per year just to buy arm and turkey,
mm-hmm.
Listen, I mean, it is what it is. But that's what they're doing, like some of the previous callers would have said. They're using our money to appease us, to make us think it's like, you know what they say? Don't do on me and call it rain.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like that. Because like I for example, like me, right? I'm 63. I grew up in the era where when it's time for election, three things for sure you know gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can see roots on ZNS.
I love roots.
And then me too, I love roads too. I love Kunta.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you can see the roads being paved. Now, for those of us who have cars and trucks and all that stuff, right? Like a couple of years ago, they raised the rates on vehicles. We didn't even know, I didn't even know until I went to license my truck. Then I found out the rates had gone up. But we pay for that through licensing and whatnot, right? And so we shouldn't have to be begging nobody to be paving the road.
Mm.
Because in most cases, the reason why we making repairs to our vehicles is because we dropping the pothole or the road says bad, period. So these things, what they doing for election? No. You should be about more the economics of what's happening in the country. You know what I mean? Listen to me. People still sleeping in their vehicles.
Still?
And social service say where you put me. It's like having an HR person at your business place, and HR ain't know what humans are. You know what I'm saying? And that's the sad reality that we face. We just afraid to face some of these things. And call it what it is. Be afraid of it, either politically or otherwise.
I appreciate you, caller.
Yeah, man.
Thanks again, especially for a first-time caller. I want you to call in and tell me what your good MP doing. What are all your good MP doing that you proud and say, man, my MP could stand toe-to-toe, shoulder-to-shoulder with anyone MP? Call and tell me. This text will say, my female MP for Bamboo Town did more to me than any of my previous male MPs for the area. She needs to do more, I say. Yes. Perhaps we need more female MPs. A number of people are bragging about female MPs, their empowerment. Like the women, them, they're nurturing, they know what to do and come inside with appeasing the people. Them. Whereas the male MPs, just as you did yesterday, all the lines lit up. Kermit, prepare some of those callers there. So, good day. What's the sense does it make if an MP gives ham and turkey and nobody has stove, pot, freezer, nor house to take it in? then that's more ham and turkey for me. If you can't afford to cook it, say, my boss, I don't need that. Give it to the person who have a stove. You hear that, Dexter? Let's go to the next text. Caller, go ahead, caller. Garden Radio.
How you doing?
Doing well, man. Talk with JMP, man. Talk with JMP.
I actually had two MPs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I go by mommy house, Fred is MP. He do everything, man. He dead, he there.
Mm-hmm.
He drop down dead, Fred there. I guarantee he there.
If I dead, I expect Mr. Mitchell to show up. If he doesn't show up, I'll be vexed.
If he dead, I guarantee he's the first one there. He right by the coffin.
Yeah, he's be there. And he's sick.
Yeah.
And he's sick.
It's mommy, daddy, then Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get married, guess who Fred who there?
Mm-hmm.
Fred right there.
Mm-hmm.
Fred there before the groom. He there before the maid honor.
Mm-hmm.
Fred right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need a contract? Guess who there? You go to Fred. So, I mean, hear me. I give him a 9.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then I move from my mommy. Then I go on by Golden Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, IMP, he just dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have a new MP. I mean, so far, he digging a little ditch there. He's solving the water problem so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, he's doing something.
Doing something.
Some, a little bit of water, but no water at all.
Oh, God. I hear you.
Second thing, right, with the harm and take you, right? Yeah. Man, that's what you all want, you know. People want harm and take you.
People want
harm and take you. So the MP is only doing what the people want.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, you get your little chocolate. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Remember, as he used to give the chocolate during Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the people want. So you only get what you want.
Was Leslie Miller a good MP? He's a good with ham and turkey all the time.
I mean, boy, they used to love him to death, though.
They still love him.
Boy, yeah, they love him to death. They love the pot cake.
Mm-hmm.
The pot, you know, it's difficult not to love the pot cake. So, I mean, he's a little different.
Mm-hmm. His hand free. Yeah. I can say that. He's a given person.
Yeah, he's, I think he's nationally a given person. He might cuss once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a Bahamian thing, so.
I'm going to take this quick commercial break right now. The phone lines are lit up. I want to hear about your MP. Tell me what your MP is doing. What do you expect of an MP? What makes a good MP? Right? We all have different definitions. Some people say the MP is supposed to debate laws. That's their job. Full stop. Some people say they're supposed to address social and economic issues in their constituency. That's their job. And some people say, man, if you ain't rich, you can't help us in the constituency. So your MP need to have money. Can't be no civil servant. You don't get no paycheck. Gotta be begging people to help pave roads. That don't make no good MP. This guy in radio, we're gonna take a short break and come back and we can talk about what do you expect your MP to be doing? What makes a good MP? We'll be right back.
Funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me? I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest. roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome back. It says, CA, it's amusing to hear the crisscross righteousness in some contributions. We embrace casino gambling and all the jobs and paychecks it produces, but those who operate the number industry are rejected. Other nonsense. When you drill down and interrogate it, Percy Munnings allegedly funded the PLP as the party fought for majority rule. What do you make of that? This text says, the Member of Parliament are elected by the people of their respective constituencies to represent fully the views, concerns, and needs of the people, etc. Guard and protect the Bahamas for its people. Uplift, upbill, empower, progressive, continually moving the country forward, upward, onward, together. Enact laws to ensure the peace, law, order, and good governance of our beloved Bahamas in all ways, and to ensure its complete adherence in all ways, including its environment, oversee and ensure complete good governance of the country's finances, make the wealth of the Commonwealth more common to all. Let's go to the callers there. Go ahead, caller. We're talking about your MP. Is your MP a good MP? What you looking for, MP? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
You're live. Hello. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah. The MPs that didn't contribute, and the one, my MP, who overspent $7 million and he ain't given an account for it, you know he had to get authorization from his boss to overspend. How he can get $7 million overrun and ain't account for it? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Let's just, for those who don't know, right? He's the cabinet minister, and I'm thankful for breaches and park, I just call him. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So, and then those that goes to parliament and advocate for laws, and that is their job and everything, right? Now, the member of parliament, who's in charge of Ministry of Works?
Yeah, but MP and a minister are two different things. I want to know what your MP is doing.
Okay, well, that's a collective responsibility to enforce the laws on foreigners that are breaking the law, right? Because when the minister of works doesn't apply the law to a foreigner, not only him, the cabinet minister for aviation and airports doesn't enforce the law against foreigners who are trying to take land from people for me and they're not adhering
to
the law.
But again, you're mixing up MP and ministers.
Okay, but anyway, well, the minister.
No, we can talk about MP today.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about MP, right? I'm just saying that, but they are MPs too.
Yes, I want to know if your MP in your constituency is a good MP.
I don't hear what I say. He overspent $7 million, breaches in Parkland is calling in charge of, right? But he's a member of parliament. He overspent $7 million. And when you, one of the callers say, if everything is equally divided across the country, Michael got four islands and one little key with six people on it, right? But if you spread that out, that means he has robbed every constituency and every behemoth of one 179,487.18 with overspend for $7 million. Now does that make him a good member of parliament? One of the other callers said, you know, it's like he didn't say it, but they're talking about urinating on your head, calling it the golden showers instead of the golden yoke, which I call the rusty joke. You see what I'm saying? So
you're campaigning now. I see what you're doing. You're campaigning.
No,
but
no,
I appreciate
no.
I see what you're doing. But I each one of the points you made, I can appreciate. And we need more behemoths to challenge their MP in terms of what they're doing. right? I remember seeing, what up, if you have my name? Sweden had a boat with all kind of turkey on it. Is he a good MP? What other family island they had people that they had their MP giving out stuff? Does Bimini get things? Does Andrus get things? I don't even know who's the member of parliament for North Andrus no more. I know South Andrus, but I don't know who's North Andrus. Just, are they good MPs? This text says, my MP gives me a canned Christmas cake every Yuletide season. Of course, that's Fort Charlotte. And that's the best Christmas cake I have. I mean, I have family in Fort Charlotte. They give me the Christmas cake. That's the best Christmas cake ever. And him leaving now, I'm concerned whether next year, whoever is the new MP, if he's going to continue this Christmas cake. And if it's not, you need to get voted out. I mean, anyway. So nobody could beat my MP in putting up sign. And I think that's critical. I don't need no calendar. I don't forget no holiday or special occasion. And with one added bonus over all y'all, I know what my MP look like for the last past 12 days per year. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's see. What it says. Mr. Mitchell wasn't there for his maid who worked. Anyway. Guess you have to be rich money maker for. Okay, this person is anti my MP, and I'm not reading none of that. My MP is work. I mean, some issues here and there, but my MP is work. So I ain't reading none of that text stuff. No. You sound like you have an issue. But I want to know. What do you expect? Seriously speaking, what do you expect of an MP? We see we have a number of millionaires. We have actually 60 to 70% of our MPs are millionaires, right? We have a number of millionaire MPs. Should we, in this dispensation, have only MPs who has the wherewithal to campaign? Or should we have an MP who is a working class person who come with any ideas? Have your MP come up with any ideas? Or are they all party people? I'm not sure if any of the MPs now are not party people, have an independent thought. All of them come pushing the agenda of whatever political party they're involved in. So when you say, oh, I want my MP to be an advocate, an activist, is that realistically thinking when we know when the whip on, they got to support any initiatives that the party is pushing? Can the MP get things done by going to private businesses to get sponsor? I know in parts of Kemp Road, the MP is sometimes show up when other people giving out things. He there as like moral support. He there as moral support and say, I see you giving out things, and I'm here as the MP to help you distribute. Is that a good MP? Or should he have his own distribution? Should the MP be soliciting private organizations to get things to give out? Does your MP have town hall meetings to explain whatever laws that they're going to debate? Does he come back? Does she come back and say, well, my party has come up with this decision, and this is, I want to explain it to you all, right? Do you go to the constituency meetings, or the constituency meetings tend to be very political and heavy-handedness with whatever political party the MP for? You know? I want to know. What makes a good MP? Say, good morning, CA. The badge of turkeys that Mr. Sweden gave away was donated by Disney. Oh, okay. So he had good connection with Disney. I need my MP to have good connection with people who give away stuff. So that's how I could get stuff. Because I assume that other people had connection with these various organizations, but they ain't bring nothing. I remember the Centerville member of parliament, I can call his name Perry Christie, almost had to turn back in his $100,000 because of the full 4 years, nothing. He didn't get spent. I remember it was a big hullabaloo where there's a last minute rush to spend. It was $100,000. Anyway, how much it was? He had last hullabaloo where he had to push and collect the money and spend it because it's going to be taken away. If your MP cannot account for what the monies are being spent on, spent for, what he spent it on, is he a good MP? Is surely back to school initiative is a good thing, at least the MP should at least do that. Or giving out bags is not what the MP is supposed to do with books. I always believe that the MP is supposed to carry the books and the bags to the school, and the school look at who is needy and let the school distribute it. But these MPs like to be superstars. That's why they record. If your MP is not on social media, recording everything they do, and you having your picture of you in the background, is he a good MP? If your MP don't have these hair braiding and hair cutting at the end of the school year, is your MP a good MP? Now, if you go to the east, those female MPs out east that spend money, I'm not sure where they're getting the money from. But the terms of spending money in the parties itself seems to be the budget, the entire budget, because they have some money. Right? But whose job it is to call their MP in an account to say, I want to have the list of things that you have accomplished specifically for my community. I see when a couple of MPs have community centers built, PPPs. And then other communities, MPs don't have anything to show for the 5 years. They say, man, how come this MP able to get a community center and you're not able to get a community center? What you doing different? What you spending your money on? How is it that you're not favored like these other ones? Then I see there are some MPs out there languishing and nobody helping them at all. Say, this texter says, wow, CA, I'm shocked. I'm not even expressing which party I'm for, only speaking truth. You're biased. I'm biased? You're pushing your agenda. Which agenda is that? This will be the last time I text you. My money is also precious. That money goes to the company with a government own, and we all benefit, man. I say, not reading the text that has no profanity displays a degree of conformity. This is not good for democracy and changing the minds of the passive, obedient sheeple. Okay, that's one text. The madness also is that it seems mostly only poor people in the inner city not respecting the right of passage for the that's motorists. That's the one before, right? I'm just trying to find out exactly what do we expect of our MP. Perhaps is the disconnect that what we expect from what the mandate is for the MP is entirely different. That's why we are getting vexed and say, man, I don't see my MP. Even though you see your MP in the house making speeches and debating. This is why he said, my MP didn't come to my constituency and do his walk around. My MP didn't do any Christmas party. My MP did not take the kids to any carnival this year. Therefore, I have a terrible MP. We just don't know what an MP's responsibility is anymore. We just don't know. So there needs to be some kind of educational process now. There needs to be a connection of what we think an MP is and what really an MP is. Someone needs to take charge and educate us. Someone needs to be responsible for making sure that we appreciate the objective of the MP and what's the objective of a minister, what is the mandate for the House of Assembly. And that's the only way we can move forward. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And I want an MP who's going to give out things. I like things. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.